Well, we had a little bit of wintry-looking weather, and there was quite a bit of it to the south. Kind of missed us for the most part up here, and that's got one man pretty sad and blue. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, good morning. You know, anybody who gets outside this morning and takes a little walk like I did, he finds it pretty hard to be sad. It's just absolutely spectacular morning. I'll comment more on the snow a little bit later, but yeah, we had 18 degrees here, clear, just a superb morning for taking a walk. It was, for those who still want to do it, it's not over. We don't have sunrise for quite a while yet, but we have a waning crescent moon, which is not that big of a moon, yet with snow on the ground, it gave plenty of light and plenty of reflection so that it was an illuminated walk as well. And we're still getting Jupiter and Mars and Venus in the eastern sky in the next couple mornings. If we know where to look and have a little bit of an optical help, we can see the comet Catalina starting to show up in that region. Usually I need a little bit of a help to find something like that. But so an absolutely spectacular morning. As I said, sunrise, sunset, sunrise is a little bit later. We don't have sunrise now until after 7:30. And as we go through this month of December, sunrises continue to get later and later and later. They don't start getting earlier until a month from now in early January. On the other hand, the sunsets, which are early, right now shortly after 4:20, 4:21 to be accurate, we will start having them at about 4:20. That starts soon during around December 7 and continues for about a week. And those are the earliest sunsets that we have for the entire year. After about the middle of the month, even though we have not yet reached the solstice, the sunsets will start getting a little bit later again. Winter solstice this year is on December 22, and we have a number of other things going on. It's quite a beautiful astronomical month. So this is a good month to get out and take a look up at the stars in the skies. We have the Geminid meteor shower. Geminid meteor shower just means that you see more meteors than normal. I find the Geminid meteor shower is one of the best ones of the year to really get out and see meteors. It goes on for about a week, but the peak will be on the 13th, 14th. And it's called Geminid because that's where many of the meteors come from, the constellation Gemini. Other things of note that we have going on right now include some of the migration issues. It seems a little late for migration, but there is still a movement of some birds going on, particularly the bald eagles. We still have some bald eagles around, and we have some rather strange ducks, things like scoters, that show up in the in Lake Superior during this time of year. But I want to take a little look at weather. Since we last spoke, the wonderful month of November left us. We got into the, so far, very strange December. November was strange in its own way. We ended up with an average temperature about 8 degrees above normal. And that kept the pattern going that we've had for the whole autumn. Autumn has been quite mild. Matter of fact, the National Weather Service in Duluth came out with a statistic this week that said the autumn of 2015 was the third warmest autumn on their records. Now, they call autumn September, October, and November, even though we haven't yet reached the solstice. The average temperature for that time was a little over 48 degrees. Normal is a little over 42 degrees, so considerably warmer. All 3 months warmer than normal. Now, it's an interesting comparison, but if we look at November of this year and compare it to November of last year, we were this year 8 degrees above normal. November of last year was 7 degrees below normal. Quite a difference, 15-degree difference in 1 year. We went on then to have a December that was about equal in temperature to November. December was considerably warmer than normal. We've had, during November this year, we had 12 days of 50 degrees or warmer, a high being 64. Never got below zero. The coldest was 10 degrees. Last year, on the other hand, and our coldest was 9 below zero, and we had 7 times of below zero. So quite a difference in a year. Now, it remains to be seen how much of that's going to continue, but the mild patterns that start setting up usually continue for a while. Snowfall in November of last year, we had over 16 inches. This year, we had only 4. However, very interesting statistic is that even though there was only 4 inches of snow, the precipitation of November this year was way above that of last year. Wow, just amazing. Now that brings me to the snowfall that we got this week. And depending on where you live, yes, you got snow or did not. We have a beautiful snow. We had a snow that reached 6 inches. It was very wet snow, but 6 inches of snow is a pretty good amount, and it's definitely worth taking note and getting out in and so forth. The water content, a weather service in Duluth recorded about 5.5 inches of snow, but that 5.5 inches of snow had a water content of almost 1 inch. Matter of fact, an interesting little statistic of the weather service was that on the day of that snow, number one, it was record-setting for precipitation for that date. Snows in December are usually dry, but to have a water content of 1 inch for 5.5 inches of snow is amazing. That is almost twice as what you normally get. The typical rule is 10 inches of snow equals 1 inch of water content. So amazing, and almost as much precipitation as we get for the entire month of December. So that's one statistic that's got me excited. I'm not too excited about the temperatures, but the statistic of the precipitation is, I find, very exciting. And, yeah, I want to see plenty of water content. Now, this actually reflects more on what it's going to be like next spring, but usually in December is our, or in winter, is our driest time. Now, it remains to be seen how much of that's going to happen. But there are a couple of spin-offs from this mild weather, though, is that I've found that the bird feeders are not as active. I have gotten only 5 kinds of birds that come on a regular basis. It's a little bit of a disappointment. However, the 5 kinds that show up are interesting to watch. They're the black-capped chickadee, the blue jay, downy woodpecker, hairy woodpecker, and white-breast nuthatch. I also had a visit this week from a couple of others. Goldfinches came by one day, about a flock of goldfinches. And along with them was a couple of red poles, and that really surprised me. Red poles usually don't show up until about the first of the year. Even though there are lots of red poles around right now, I have seen several flocks of them. They tend to stay more in the alders and in the birches when they first arrive, and yet here were a couple that showed up. That kind of surprised. They came one day, came back another day, but they have not been back since then. Other things of note, as I said, there's been some bald eagles still coming across. Ravens and crows remain active. Pileated woodpeckers I've seen remain active. And anytime we get into December, we start looking forward to the Christmas bird counts, and they're going to start about the middle of the month. In the world of mammals, when we have that much snow, of course, that means we're going to have a lot of tracks, and I've seen maybe tracks of about a dozen kinds so far. The most common kinds, of course, are the deer and the squirrel. They remain very active. I had a little surprise this week when I found a deer had gotten into the garden. Now, it seems a little bit late for a deer to get into the garden in December, but these were apparently looking for something, and there was kale out there that was still green. Notice I said there was kale out there that's still green. Well, the deer has taken care of that. The squirrel tracks pretty much all led to caches. They do a lot of caching in the fall. They bury acorns and such, and I followed up on a lot of these caches, and yes, they were among the getting an acorn. And then, of course, every night, the flying squirrels, they have been just great this week. We had one night, I estimated 15. Flying squirrels are highly gregarious. They're also highly active, and it's very hard to get a count on them when they're constantly moving around like that. But I estimated about that many. It was just been a really interesting critter to watch after dark. And then I had a major surprise this week. I was out in the snow on the first, right after the snow fell. Mild temperatures. It was about 30 degrees. The snow very wet. And right there on the snow in front of me, I saw a gray tree frog. Now we all see gray tree frogs during earlier times of the year. Not unusual, but to see one on the snow is a bit unusual. That critter was headed for trouble if I would have left it out. So I buried it under the snow, under the leaves, which is where they spend the winter. And hopefully it all worked out all right. But a bit of a surprise. So, yes, things are definitely happening in the world. I would suggest those who are a little disappointed with the weather to follow up on these astronomical events. They are just amazing. As I said, the snow varied quite a bit, and I went into Duluth the day after the snow, and I was amazed at how much snow we had here. We had crystals hanging onto the trees and so forth, but as I drove into Duluth, getting closer and closer to the lake, there was less and less of that, and I guess down by the lake, they got virtually nothing. So, good time to get out and take a look at other parts in the area. And yes, good luck, Lisa. We'll have to deal with this December, okay? Take care.
All right. Thank you much, Larry. Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac, every Friday right here on 103.3 KUMD.